Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking turn an obligation into a vacation.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all been there, you know, those obligation trips that we have to take, whether it's a family trip, you know, it's the holidays or somebody's birthday or an anniversary, or it's those business trips to places that you just really don't want to travel to. But you got to travel to that feel like an obligation. You know, it doesn't feel like a fun activity. You know, the whole act of traveling, getting stuck in the airports and dealing with delays and, you know, expensive food items in the airport, all of these things make those obligation trips feel even worse. You don't feel any sense of relaxation or recovery. And a lot of times you come home and you're maybe more stressed than when you
vacation from your obligation there.
Yeah, you're more stressed than when you actually left on that particular trip. And, you know, what we really want to do is help you find ways to turn that obligation trip that feels, you know, kind of like a downer into something that's fun, that can actually be a vacation.
Yeah, we want to crack the code, if we will, like, you know, just find some cool things. And you could also travel to, you know, say you're going on a business trip, you could travel to some really cool cities and maybe not be able to get out, or maybe feel you can't get out or something like that. So we're going to give you maybe some cool tips and some stuff here. So in a recent poll on Twitter, over 27,000 people responded about the types of trips that they consider to be, you know, obligatory vacations, or what we like to our trips or obligatory.
Obligatory.
Exactly. Trips, or what we'd like to call obligations.
Right. So something that you have to do, not something that you're necessarily looking forward to.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, these, like we said, these could be business trips, they can be visiting relatives, whatever. But so 34% of those polled called visiting relatives obligations.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, I think a lot of people look forward to going to seeing their family on the holidays or any time of year, really. And then once they get there, they think, like, wait, what was I actually looking forward to doing? Because now I feel more stressed out than before.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then another poll from the Department of Transportation, they said that the heaviest travel times, 53% of long distance travel is over Thanksgiving, and 43% during Christmas is the long distance travel.
Right. So you're going far, you know, you're going to involve all those different elements of traveling that, you know, are just going to add to this feeling like an obligation.
Yeah. And one of the stats that we found that I thought was really interesting, even though like a lot of companies, they're moving towards remote communication methods like video conferencing, business travel actually rose 3.5% in 2016 and is likely to keep rising through 2021.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because a lot of people are working more remotely. And so, you know, they'll have to travel to you know, meet their team or whatever it may be.
Or you're a small business owner and you need to get out and meet, you know, your customers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and at the same time, the average American employee takes 54% of their paid days off. That's sad, people. We need to take our paid days off. But employees are getting better at allowing or even forcing the employees to take their pay time off. There are a lot of companies out there where they're actually encouraging unlimited vacation time in the hopes that, you know, people are sort of feel, I think, limitless in the amount of vacations or experiences, you know, because that just makes better employees. And the employers know that. They know that when you take your time off, you're more relaxed, you know, you come back to work, you know, really refreshed.
Yeah, well, and one of the with that stat that we found that one of the industries is the tech industry has a lot of burnout from people feeling that they can't take a vacation or in the middle of, you know, so many things. And so that's another one that they're trying to, you know, stave off some burnout in these companies.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people feel, you know, financially strapped. I know there's a lot of, you know, a lot of listeners that have, you know, big student loan debt, those sorts of things. And I think they really weigh on you when you're thinking about, you know, taking your vacation time. You know, you'd rather just stay there and work. And so I think a lot of that really plays into this.
Yeah. So what if we could actually take a business trip or an obligation here, if you will, say if you're going to go visit family or friends or whatever and stuff like that. And what if we could actually turn it into a cool, you know, travel experience and take full advantage of all this travel time?
Yeah, I think that's kind of that's like a win-win situation, if you ask me. If you can turn something that you have to do into something that you want to do, I mean, I think you've won the game.
Right. Okay. So, credit card queen, what do we have up first here?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, using credit cards to book business travel, there's a lot of different strategies there. You know, if your employer allows you, which many do, many actually require you to use your own credit card, make sure you're using a credit card where you're going to be able to maximize your points. I've talked a lot about the Chase Sapphire Preferred credit card, which I love. Great sign-up bonuses, great opportunity to use points and to transfer them to different airlines, different hotels.
all of those things, you're going to be able to really maximize the benefits of using that credit card without, you know, having to incur the debt, because, you know, you're going to get reimbursed for those expenses. So you're keeping all the good parts of the credit card and you're getting rid of all the bad parts, which, you know, you're really winning there. And then a lot of the hotel chains will have deals now where maybe you stay 3 nights and you get 2 nights free, or you get stay 4 nights, you get 1 night free. All of those types of deals will allow you to stay there for your business travel and then tack on the free nights for you to actually, you know, visit and explore the city. And it doesn't matter to your employer because, you know, as long as you don't have to get back to the office, you're staying free. So it's no additional cost, but you're really playing the points and the rewards game, you know, with those particular opportunities.
Yeah. But so if you have a company credit card, you get the same points and everything, because you could still be a member or whatever, you take advantage points and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're using a business credit card, it depends on how the credit card was set up. Right. You know, you may not be able to access those points. Your boss may be banking all of those points. But I would still encourage you to sign up for the loyalty programs for whatever airline you're traveling on, whatever hotels you're staying at, you know, because that will allow you to get at least those points that then you can use for free stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That makes sense. So what if you're in the middle of nowhere on either a business trip or you're visiting family? And one of the reasons we came up with this whole episode idea was that in January we're visiting a relative of ours, and maybe not is exactly the place we want to go visit. So we're going to try to find some cool things to do. And I think we do that anyway. Anytime we go anywhere, we try to find cool things, or just take advantage of, like, you know, the hotel we were staying at. That's a great one. We could start with that. You know, what if you're at a really great hotel in the middle of nowhere, or a place, maybe a city you don't exactly want to be in? You know, maybe find a really cool hotel, right? Find the best hotel that has a lot of amenities that you can hang out, have some fun there, maybe even get bumped up to a suite, especially if with points, right?
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, if you can make it more of a luxurious experience, go to the spa, get bumped up, you know, to a suite, all of those things I think are going to change that experience for you.
Yeah. And, you know, and if it's a business trip or family trip in between, you know, meetings or hanging out and stuff like that, you could sleep in, which is really good. Read a book. You know, so many hotels these days already have Netflix on the TV, or you watch it on your laptop or something like that, just hang out in your PJs, you know, free breakfast, or even better, order room service.
Yeah, and when you sign up for a lot of the hotel loyalty point programs, that's a lot of the benefits, or those are a lot of the benefits that you get. You know, a lot of times you get free breakfast, or, you know, some sort of, you know, perk or bonus.
Yeah, or, you know, you could also take advantage and swim and hang out by the pool, especially if you're maybe going to someplace, you know, like Orlando, or, you know, someplace, or in California if it's warmer and you're from a cold place. You know, that's always, just have that mindset of, like, hey, I'm going to get away. You know, like you said, I'm going to go to the spa, I'm going to go to the pool, go hang out and stuff, you know. But it's always important to just rest and relax in between meetings or family visits too, because those will wear you out as well.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's ASPCAPetInsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's ASPCAPetInsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Yeah, you know, depending on your family, I mean, some people, you know, get a high from visiting their family. So, you know.
Yeah, it can still take a lot out of you. But You know, next, you know, what we like to do especially is dine like locals and find the best food. So, you know, scour sites like Thrillist or, you know, even Yelp to find the best local foodie stops. Like, you know, say if you're in Philly, of course, try to find the best cheesesteak, barbecue in Austin or tacos here in LA, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, one of my favorite tricks for that is I love the OpenTable app. I talk about that to anybody who will listen because it's a great way. You're already going to the restaurant. So if you make a reservation through OpenTable and you rack up a certain amount of reservations and points, you can exchange them for, you know, like we get $25 gift cards all the time. So we were already going to that restaurant. We just made the reservation through OpenTable and got rewarded for it. So, I mean, these are just great tips to put extra cash in your bank account.
Yeah. I mean, you probably can't make a reservation at the local cheesesteak place, but that's also a good source too to find new restaurants that you maybe never heard about in that city too, especially if it's a city you've been traveling to a lot too.
Or if you're booking business dinners or business lunches, like they don't have to know that you're using your OpenTable to book the reservation, you know, and you can really rack up the points very fast.
Yeah. You know, and I one of the things that we like to do, but also, you know, so popular these days is find the place where a lot of food trucks or food trucks hang out. You know, that's always a cool one because that's really where like a lot of locals dine and because they're local food trucks as well too. You know, you can also take advantage of your travels and discover new foods like you never tried before. So like we were watching something on, you know, the Food Network and there's a place in Maine that we totally want to try that has lobster ice cream. You know, I mean, if that's not unique, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure yet how I feel about the lobster ice cream, but
I think that could be good. But, you know, get out there, try, find what the locals like, find the popular places and, you know, and try something new.
Yeah. And, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, extending your trip. So turning that obligation trip into, you know, time where you can really explore. You can add a day or two at the beginning or after, you know, and make it into a little mini vacation.
Yeah, well, I mean, even when we travel and work for, you know, we do press trips or we do, you know, we're covering stuff that we've had on the podcast and stuff, that we will even, you know, a lot of times extend it and maybe go someplace else. So like we went to, you know, another place in Texas that we'll be covering in Uvalde in the Texas Hill River Country. We ended up going to Austin for a couple of days, you know? So it's things like that that you want to, you know, maybe extend your trip a little bit, go have some fun.
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, you can go, you know, skiing in Colorado if you're there for business or sightseeing in Washington. I was just in Washington for a conference in June and, you know, took a little extra time to show myself around, you know, or your favorite, going to Disney when you're in Orlando.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people do, you know, a lot of business in Orlando or other places like that, or maybe here in California. And just, you know, if you're into Disney and go take it, you know, advantage of that, you know, even if you're by yourself, you know, that would still maybe be a little bit of fun. You can go, maybe you can go do the sightseeing and go on the rides you always want to go on that maybe you can't go on with your family or friend or whoever and stuff like that. But another thing is to...
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a free room for a couple nights or even a night, you know, invite one of your friends over, you know, why not take advantage of those perks? Yeah. I mean, that is what I'm always preaching about because, you know, it's saving you money. And again, it's no extra cost to your employer, but you're going to get to have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he could be even a friend that, you know, lives sort of maybe in the next state or something like that and just fly in for a day or two and hang out with you. That could be fun, too, you know. One of the other things we like to do as well is drink with the locals, you know. And this could be, you know, could be the caffeinated kind or the cocktail kind. You know, I think this is, you know, this is, again, you get to sort of submerge yourself and get to know maybe a different neighborhood you've never been to and or, you know, a place you've never been to. So, you know, find those really cool coffee houses or bars that people like to hang out. You know, it's a great place to people watch and you sort of get the pulse of the city or the town.
Yeah, and you can talk to, you know, the bartenders or the baristas and really you get a lot of, I think, good recommendations about where to eat and what to see and what to do. And, you know, I think it's, again, it's just a great way to like immerse yourself in that particular city.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, for my job, I do have to go and talk more to people and that's usually how I do it. And most times I don't really say I'm a travel writer. I'll just, you know, strike up a conversation. Oh, I've never been here before, or I've never heard of this place before, or what do you recommend locally? And I like good, you know, recommendations for local places. So that's always good. And then if I do tell them I'm a traveler, then they're like, oh, well, then you really got to go this place. Really got to go that place. But most times people will do that anyway. And I think that's just, it's cool when you get to know people.
So now all the listeners are going to tell the bartenders and baristas that they are travel writers.
Why not? Exactly. I think another cool way to do that would to connect with locals is to go to a local sports bar and hang out. And like you say, it's college basketball, football season, and you're going to, you know, hang out with the locals and root for their own team, or just observe that, you know, say like in Knicks in Bloomington, where, you know, where you went to school and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you like close your eyes and picture like the quintessential college bar in like a very sports driven city, state, whatever it may be, it's definitely Knicks. There are so many different like beer pong and drinking games and just good food, and like the atmosphere is just wood and it's like dimly lit. I mean, it's everything that you picture for a local sports bar, but again, like a great place to hang out and really feel like you're part of that particular city.
Yeah, and some of my favorite, you know, experiences have been that, even the cities that I don't like. Our teams I don't like. Say the city of Ann Arbor. I really like the city. Don't really like Michigan. But I love Ann Arbor, and they have great bars and great. They have great coffee houses as well too, to just hang out and have some fun, and you know, watch the local team, and that's just fun. You know, it takes the pulse of the city.
And you know, speaking of the pulse of the city, there's no better way to gauge the pulse of the city than actually through shopping.
Yeah.
You know, retail therapy is alive and well, I think it's more fun to shop in a new city and to experience new stores. And I know a lot of times, like, we'll end up probably overindulging, you know, buying certain things where whether we need them or not is beyond the question. But it's like, oh, this is cool. We can say we got it from wherever it, you know, wherever we are. And I think that, again, it's just, it gives you a good sense of that city, of the style, of the fashion. You know, it really does, I think, tell the pulse of the city.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we've traveled, like East Nashville. We love East Nashville. You know, there's some cool shops there, you know, some cool boutiques there. Austin, we just did that as well. We went to that was South Congress, right, that we were in that area. Yes. Where they had like a lot of cool shops and stuff. I really like that. Even a small town like Crested Butte, Colorado, that we did an episode on, had a couple or several really cool shops and that we did a little bit of shopping and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just a great experience. You know, anytime you're traveling a city, I always like, you know, our philosophy is like to try to avoid like the brand restaurants, try to avoid the brand stores, and to really shop local and eat local and drink local. Because again, it gives you another flair for the particular city you're in.
Yeah. And, you know, also this was an interesting thing too, that went to Detroit a couple years ago, loved it, fell in love with Detroit. You know, it's a growing city. It's really cool. And since then, I've had a couple of friends who've done, you know, business trips to Detroit and stuff. And they're like, you know, what is there anything to do? And I said, yeah, there's actually a lot of really cool things to do there. And one area is one street specifically there has, and we talked about this, but has several shops, including there's this local shop called City Bird there, where you get a lot of really cool Detroit local, you know, items and stuff like that. Shinola, who makes bikes and watches and all kinds of cool stuff, is there. There's also a couple different beer places and restaurants. And then also Jack White from the White Stripes has Third Man Records there now. So that's all in just one little area, especially if you're there on business, like, oh, I only have a couple hours, or have a day or something like that. Boom. There, you can go all these really cool, interesting shops.
And especially if you're staying at a more generic hotel, you know, a lot of times, especially when you're on a business trip, you're staying at one of the big brand hotels. And I mean, you could probably drop yourself in almost any city in some of those hotels, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference, like where you're at. You know, they look a lot alike. That's their model of how they build those hotels. So I think when you have that experience, even if you have a few hours and you can get out and you can just explore something local, you know, that's going to help, I think, enhance your obligation trip.
Yeah, you know, and just to go back to the Detroit thing, actually, you just made me think about that, like where I stay at a loft. And sometimes a lofts are really cool. They're designed well. But in, you know, and we mentioned this in our Detroit episode last year, that it's in this place called the Whitney Building. And it's this beautiful building. And there's also now condos there. But they it's really historic and cool. You could actually sort of explore that building alone, too. So that's another fun thing that's outside of the cookie cutter Hiltons and whatever else there are as well, too. So, you know, and lastly, I think do something new. Do something new that you don't do at home. You know, especially, like, again, if it's a city you've gone to so many times, like, find something new and unique that maybe you don't always do at home. So say if, like, you know, in Nashville, go catch some music. You're in Austin, go catch some music, you know, and you're going to discover bands you've never, you know, either heard before. Either they're touring or they're a local band or whatever, you know. Walk around neighborhoods that you've never been before. And this is something my wife loves to do.
This is one of my favorite things ever. If I'm ever in your city and you have your blinds up and your lights are on at night, there is a chance I am peeping in your house, because I love to see how people live in different cities. I know that sounds very weird and, like, voyeuristic, but...
No, I think a lot of people like to do that, too, but...
Yeah, I mean, not like... I don't walk up to the window and, like, put my face against it, but I definitely, like, stare into the houses, like... Oh, how are they living? What's their living room look like? Can I see into their kitchen? Like, what are they doing? I love that.
Yeah, so if you see a short blonde chick, you know, peering into your window, they're like, oh, that's the Millennial Money chick. That's Shauna.
That's me.
Exactly. Another thing you love to do, why not take advantage of all the sleep you can get, and you're at your grandma's house or your parents' house or something like that?
Yeah, take a nap in a hammock. If you are a stressed out person, which probably almost all of you listening to this podcast are, I highly encourage you to find a hammock anywhere and just lay in it for like 20 minutes. I promise you, like, all your stress and cares are going to fall away. I mean, that is really almost my number one priority when I'm looking at a hotel, especially somewhere tropical, is there a hammock? And I'm really, like, let down because I haven't been able to be in a hammock lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that would solve my problems.
Yeah, but I think taking naps just period when you're away is always a good thing too. Like we went to a family, you know, get together a couple years ago, and the weather wasn't always the best, and we were there for a couple of days, but we were staying in a really cool, cozy hotel, and we took a lot of naps, and that was fun. Like we went out, hung out, went to breakfast, took a nap. Went out, go to sightseeing, take a nap. You know, those are fun things. And I think that's the important thing to do is to, you know, when you're in a new location, this just gives you the freedom to do things that you don't do with your everyday self at home. So, you know, go explore, enjoy, relax, chill, and discover something new, you know? I think that's what travel is really about. So even if you have to work, even if you have to go do that obligatory, you know, family function, you can still go and make it fun.
Yeah, you can still turn it into a vacation. You can still bank all those points. You can get your free nights, you know, rack up your free nights, get all the, like, amazing perks, and then, you know, give yourself the opportunity to explore a new city. So an obligation doesn't have to be an obligation.
It can be an obligation.
Obligation. Yes. So on that note, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.